for beneath my head.
For Johnny Cash fans, this is a key scene in the movie. Cash's famous record, Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison, gave listeners a peek inside prison walls. Gene Bealey was at Folsom Prison in 1968 when the record was made. He was a young reporter working for the Ventura Star Free Press. A friend invited him to the concert, and he brought along a tape recorder. Bealey's recording is familiar, but it's from an entirely new perspective, the audience.
Prisoners went nuts. It was the energy in the room. It was like a power plant. You could have hooked them up and fed the world with power for the next 10 years. Of course, when he sings like about the song of killing the woman in Reno, watching her die, you know, it would just, you know, go berserk.
Early one morning while making me rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and shot my woman down. I went right home and went to bed. I stuck that loving portable beneath my head.
And it's like June Carter said after the show, John looks as mean as they do, and they identify with him.
You have a drink of water?
Bring a man a drink!
My image of hardcore criminals changed that day because a lot of them looked baby-faced, like the guy that might live next door to you.
Hey, ain't going on. Let's get some water. Come on.
And sure, there were the Hell's Angel type bikers that looked like they'd kill you if they got a chance. The highlight of the concert for me was the Glenn Shirley song.
Thank you very much. This next song was written by a man right here at Folsom Prison. And last night was the first time I've ever sung this song.
The night before, he held a rehearsal at the hotel there.
ADMC, Luther, no.
And Cash's friend, Reverend Gressett, said, John, I've got a tape here that I promised this woman that you would listen to. Her brother is in Folsom Prison, and he's written this song. We put that tape on, and it was Greystone Chapel by Glenn Shirley.
Inside the walls of prison, my body may be, but my Lord has set my soul free.
And it was so good, I was kidding him. I said, John, if they let this guy out of prison, he'll put you out of business.
In this innocent, you wouldn't think God had a place.
And he says, I want to record it. I want to record it. He says, bring the tape recorder to my room so I can copy down the lyrics. I'm going to record it tomorrow.
Now this great stone chapel,
stands 100 years old, made of granite rock. It takes a ring of keys to move here at home.
These reel-to-reel tapes have been sitting around gathering dust at my place.
God is never locked.
My wife has always wanted me to get rid of all this stuff, and this pack rat refused to do it, thank God.
God, he may be, but my Lord has put my soul free.
Gene Bealey says he plans to be in line tonight when Walk the Line opens. You can read a longer version of his story at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.